And also joining us each and every Patriots Monday is Christian Gonzalez, Patriots cornerback. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
Good, you?
We're doing well. It was a better performance for you guys yesterday, despite the loss. What do you think worked well in the first half compared to the second half?
We just came out fast, made plays in the first half, and we didn't execute too well in the second half.
So, Christian, looking at the box score, it seems like they really didn't throw much your way yesterday. Were you anticipating a heavier workload yesterday? Were you anticipating that they weren't going to throw your way, or did that come as a surprise to you?
Right, always going into the game expecting targets. That's the art of the position. You never know how many you're going to get or how many, you just got to make the plays that come your way. So just always staying ready.
Marte Mapu made a play that came his way yesterday. He picked off Josh Allen in the end zone, which was good. He also ran it out, or at least attempted to run it out of the end zone, which was regrettable. How do you balance, taking a knee in that spot versus running it out?
It's just all about, thinking you have a time to take it out or not. I mean, it's kind of hard, but, happy for him that he was able to make the play. And I believe offense went on a long drive after that, so worked out.
So yesterday, in absence of a lot of targets coming your way, it seems the Buffalo was trying to target your teammate Jonathan Jones, who was on Khalil Shakir a lot, played a really, really, really good game. I think only one pass completed on him all day for Shakir. How impressed were you by that performance, and what does somebody like Jonathan Jones mean to you as a teammate?
A lot. I mean, he means a lot. He's the vet of the room, and, always there. Any of us have questions. Wasn't surprised at all by the performance. He's been playing at a high level for a real long time. So happy for him that he got to show that again.
I know a lot of guys, when we ask about playing in the elements, they're like, it's great playing in the elements. I love playing in the cold and the snow and all this. But be honest, how much does a freezing game like yesterday, how much does that suck? Because that did not look fun for you guys.
Yeah, no, it's tripping that they're saying they haven't played. That's cold. That was the coldest I've ever been. So,
as cold as you've ever been, really?
No. Yeah, it don't affect you, but you don't let it affect the game, but it's cold out there for sure.
Christian, have you had a chance to, over the weekend, I'm sure you were very busy, obviously, preparing for a big game like that as well, but did you have a chance to watch any of the college football playoffs, and are you fired up for your Ducks, who have a big opportunity coming up in just over a week?
Yeah, I watched a couple of the games. First round, wasn't too entertaining. It was some blowouts. Oregon got a big one coming up. Part two, seeing Ohio State again. So, Ohio State looked good. So,
I'm sorry to jump in, Christian. I don't want to get you in any trouble with, wagering on games or anything like that. But Oregon is an underdog. I was shocked to see this. Oregon beat Ohio State earlier this year. It was at Autzen. It wasn't on a neutral field. But Oregon beat Ohio State earlier this year. They're actually an underdog in that game. Any thoughts on that?
That's cool. Give us even more. Given Oregon the underdog is, we'll take it.
Christian, I was kind of curious. One of the big things, you see, quarterbacks give a lot of gifts to their offensive linemen and such, and people exchanging gifts around the holidays. Does the secondary do any sort of gift exchanging? Is there a Yankee swap or anything? Do you guys do that on the team?
Sometimes. It depends. We talk about it.
But not this year, it sounds like.
I don't know. We might.
Okay, well, that's true. You still got some time, which I think all is right. Going to tie in well. Are you ready for man-to-man-to-man coverage? 3 men, 10 questions. You ready, Gonzo?
All right.
Let's hit it.
It's man-to-man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
Now, Christian, you may have spoiled the answer already with this one. Are you all done with your Christmas shopping?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Christian, when it comes to Christmas gifts, do you wrap your own or do you pay someone to do it for you?
I usually have somebody do it.
Nice. All right, this has been a big discussion on this talk radio station and throughout the country. Do NBA players, in your opinion, shoot too many threes?
No, let it fly.
Let it fly. Okay. I'm not sure if you're a big holiday movies guy, Christian, but the maybe the most iconic line of all time, no man who has friends is a failure. Is that true or false?
No man who has what?
No man who has friends is a failure. Is that true or false?
False. True. I don't know.
Okay, it's one or the other. What was the one Christmas gift you always wanted as a kid but never got?
Probably some shoes or something.
Some shoes. Mine was the Ninja Turtles pizza flipper van. I never got that. I was real distraught. Still to this day.
I always wanted an easy bake oven. Scented candles, totally lit or just not it?
Yeah, I like them. They're cool.
Lit. Have you ever seen Pocket Money on NESN?
What?
Pocket Money. It was a very popular show on NESN. Have you ever seen it?
Nah.
Ooh, it was good.
Yeah, a questionable host. Christian, re-gifting, acceptable around the holidays, yes or no?
One more time?
Re-gifting. Is it acceptable to re-gift around the holidays? You know, get a gift and then give it to someone else.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
When is the appropriate... Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
When is the appropriate time, Christian, to take down all your Christmas stuff? Tree, decorations, all that. When's the appropriate time to do that?
After New Year's.
Wait till New Year's? Okay. Start the New Year off right. And Christian, when you go to the movies, smuggling in your own food and drink, is it cool every time or is that a total crime?
You always got to take your own stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Well, that's how you do man-to-man-to-man coverage. Three men, 10 questions. Christian, we always appreciate it. Best of luck with the final couple of games. Happy holidays, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. You too.
All right, Christian Gonzalez joining us here on a Patriots Monday, as he does each and every week. He had not seen Pocket Money, unfortunately.
I can't believe that. I mean, they rerun it all the time, too.